Have you experienced the irresistible attraction of the Redeemer? Have you experienced that? Is he so lovely to you and so precious to you that you can't live without him? I mean, a Christian, it's this thing of saying, for me to live is Christ, that's not some super Christian. If you're a Christian and you have the thought, I've got to go on, I've got to go without him. I've got to go on and press on forever without him. See, it's more than just I'm going to be in hell. It's the idea that I've got to be without Christ. Every Christian can say that. For me to live is Christ. I don't have any reason to live if I don't have him. That's a person that has experienced the irresistible attraction. They're drawn. They will come. Every one of them will come to Christ because they can't keep from it. That's what it is to be drawn. Philippians 3:3, we are the true circumcision. You remember the second one? They glory in Christ Jesus. A true Christian can feel so weak, they can question whether they're even a Christian or not, but you start talking to them about Jesus and the glories of Jesus, and they glory in Christ Jesus. They love him. They want to hear about him.
This clip is from the full sermon, Everyone and No One,